Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi all, it's TV's Gail Porter here. I am so excited to tell you that I am joining the Paranormal Activity family and will be hosting a number of live podcast recordings across the UK. The first is on the 6th of March at London's haunted Richmond Theatre. Expect terrifying tales, audience interaction, and hopefully a spirit or two. I can't wait for you to join me and to hear your own paranormal experiences. You can find tickets at www.paranormalpod.co.uk.
Let's talk about types, baby.
Do it in the intro.
This is it. This is intro.
Oh, we're going to start with that. Let's talk about
types. Talk about types, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Listen, Sol, don't worry about it. I know you're not as good a singer as me.
I can't cope with this woman.
Hello, welcome back to Loose Lips. If you were wondering what we're talking about today, we're talking about types, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
Oh, now she's on board.
I was doing it before, but you were doing it completely out of time, guys. It was painful.
And ouching.
I mean, I can't sing for choice, so.
Oh, can you not? That's annoying, because usually in a friendship, there's at least one person that can hold the tune, and I, for one, I'm not that person.
No, I was, would you believe I was almost deaf until I was about 3 or 4. I had my adenoids out. I couldn't hear like music or anything. So I think that, because both my parents could sing. My mum was on a record and stuff, but I can't, tone deaf.
Soph.
I know.
How did I just learn this about you? So wait, you were deaf until you were 3?
Ish. Yeah, yeah. My mum used to watch me at baby ballet, and I used to carry on dancing when the music stopped, and she would be like really upset.
Is she okay?
I just didn't really know. But yeah, I had my adenoids out, like, you know, touch wood. I think there's some tones I'm not as good with, but yeah, generally very good.
Okay, I have no excuse. I am just tone deaf and it runs in my family.
Can you imagine being a good singer? I watch them on TikTok all the time. They make me cry. I'm there like crying, real tears.
Yeah, I'm crying because I can't like sing like them. I'm not bothered about their performance. I'm just jealous. And just here's the irony of the whole thing. I, drumroll please, have a degree in musical theatre.
Did you have to sing when you did that?
Yeah, it was so funny. Did I not tell you this story? Oh, I need to tell you this story. It's really funny, right? So for anyone that didn't know, I went to a school called London Studio Centre. It's quite prestigious, like it's, you know, kind of up there in the theatre world. Anyway, again, on personality alone, I later find out when I'm actually there. But anyhow.
He's a personality liar, guys.
No. You joke. I think I actually was. I think I actually was the personality higher.
Jeez.
But yeah, here's the horrible bit. They didn't pay me. I paid them. So that's the irony of it all. Well, I didn't pay them. I got a scholarship, which is so funny. That is so funny because I can't sing. Anyway, I could dance, kind of.
Yeah. Of course.
It was definitely personality. People used to call me the performer.
You sound like my idea of hell as a friend at that point in my life. Yeah. I don't know, like, so cringe to me.
Yeah. I reckon I would have embarrassed you so much. Like, I would have been, you would have hated me. I'm not a kill. I am now. The irony, how it all turns. But,
well.
I think I'm all right. I'm not uncool, am I?
Yeah.
My job makes me a bit cooler, I think.
No, absolutely.
That helps. That helps the street cred a little. Anyway,
you don't give
My story time. I forgot to tell you my story. So in the third year, right, you pick whether you go into the ballet company, the contemporary company, the jazz, like dance company, or the musical theatre company. Mm. Being the overachiever I am, I decided I'm going to go into the musical theatre company because I'm not very good at singing. And so here's my theory. My theory was that then when I graduated, then I would have like really spent a whole year working on my weakness rather than just my strengths.
Wow.
To like, so it was a good theory in practice. Anyway,
I'd have picked what I was bloody good at.
Yeah, I think that's what most people do.
Okay.
No, actually, you know what? It worked out in the end for me because it's what made me go into presenting, to be fair, because that the musical theatre company got more like the guest tutors and stuff were kind of people in like acting and, you know, like that sort of thing. And like the voiceover specialists and things like that. So they all kind of came in. So actually, in theory, in the end, it did work out, luckily. But I was the only person on record to get a third in their singing. On record since the school began in the musical theatre company. And when I finished my second year assessment, she said, I passed you for effort, but I honestly think you're a danger.
To people's ears?
Well, I thought that, but I can't work out if it was to myself or to other people. But anyway, I was a danger.
That's hilarious.
Isn't it funny? The only person on record. What? Let's get a third in the musical theatre company. It's rude if you ask me.
You're killing it now, though. I wouldn't worry.
Funny, though.
You've made gains since then.
Yeah. Hashtag gains. Funny, though. Anyway, where were we? Type baby.
No, I'm joking. Talk about you and me. So, it's a new year. It's a new year.
We can't sing everything because this is not going to end well.
No. Let's stop. Right. It's a new year, right, guys? Still single.
Mm.
I'll hold for the violin. But I'm taking a different approach this year. Like the thing with me and types is I don't really have a set one.
Right, that's a lie. So let's jump in. What's your type right now? What's your track record saying? Even if you think you don't have a type.
I don't think you understand, Robin. If I lined up everyone that I've like, you know, ever been interested in or got with or whatever, they're completely different. And I'm not joking. Like,
you sure though?
Okay. Let me describe the person. Because my type is personality based then.
Visually they might look different, but like there must be a type. Everyone's got a type.
Confident, not cocky. I like a little bit of arrogance. You have to have something about you.
Right. So you like some, right, arrogant. I'm going to actually translate this for you, right? Because Soph's going to put it as if like her ideal man rather than like what her actual type is.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is the thing. It's interesting to talk about it because I don't bloody know. But they have to have that. They have to have something about their personality. There has to be a bit of something like, you know, spontaneity. They have to be ambitious, a bit of drive there. Want to have a family, that's big, but that's not a type actually. Sorry, right, let me
she's doing her ideal man right now. So in terms if you look at your track record, what are like, what, you know, what are they into, what kind of person are they, do they all work in a similar environment, are they quite a corporate guy, or are they a creative guy, or like, you know, what's your vibe?
If we're going on track record, not a very nice person. Not very kind person. No, I'm joking. But I mean, like, a lot of the people I've dated have not been what I'd say what my type is at all.
But do you think that might be what you're attracted to, even though you know it's not good for you? So, like, do you like a bad boy, for instance?
Let's talk about what I'm attracted to then. This is where the problem comes from.
Okay, let's dive into this.
No, basically, you're right, though, because there's kind of like what you're attracted to and then your type. But my issue is I am attracted to, I would say, It sounds so cringe today, but like a bad boy vibe, like has something about them. I don't know, like it gets me going, like there's a bit of risk there.
I think it's the excitement of it all. I think that's quite common. Yeah. A lot of people like bad guys. I think it's the excitement. Yeah. It's the kind of, well, it's the classic thing, isn't it? That then you, in a sense, there's a slight chase.
Yeah.
Would you say? Because I guess if there's not,
Yeah. This is also the problem. I have no interest really in someone that really likes me. I seem to only like them if they only give me the tiniest, what's it like, breadcrumbing? That's actually a thing, or like where they give you the tiniest little bits and you're expected to, like, you know, chase after them.
It infuriates me.
What am I doing?
That's okay if you're 19, but we're not 19 anymore. We're looking for a husband. I know. It's okay.
I know. I tell you, this last year has been laughably, like, the guys that I've dated, I mean, it's just funny. Like, you know, it doesn't even matter. Like, one of them was like, you know, mid-30s, still not looking to settle down.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? But that's that kind of guy, though, because they've just had the chase and, like, they almost like the running, you know what I mean? And then they like someone kind of like chasing after them. It's so interesting because what I would love to know, and I'm not a psychologist, but maybe we could get one, is I would love to know, like, where does the foundations of your type come from? Is it your first love? Is it, you know, is it your first dating experience that then shapes the rest of them for the rest of your life? Or is it, you know, there's a weird thing where you date someone like your parents?
I was going to say, like your dad or your parents, yeah.
So interesting. Like, where does it actually come from? I would love to know that. It's an interesting one. My partners, as in like my actual boyfriends that I've dated, have actually all been, like, my official boyfriends have actually always been nice guys.
Right.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, the opposite. Like, my actual boyfriends have always been, as a general rule, slightly quieter than me. Very, like, I just trusted them. Like, they never made me doubt them in any capacity. Yeah. But I've dated the ones that, you know, make you wonder why they're not texting you back, or, you know what I mean? Like, I've dated them, but I've never, ever been serious with, like, a guy like that.
To be fair, I was just thinking, like, I don't have loads of, because I haven't had many actual proper boyfriends, to be honest, so, like, it's difficult to compare it, but that's never worked long term, like this whole kind of like bad boy vibe thing, or the excitement, or there's something there. Like, it's fun to date, but then I think when it comes down to the crunch of it, it's like, yeah, the whole trust thing and things like that. Like, there's a lot more to think about. Like, you know, I want a family in the future and things like that. And you kind of have to consider a lot more things.
But I think, contrary to like popular belief, I think you can get a guy that does both. Like, I've never, you know, maybe one or two I've been like, oh, it's a bit boring because they're so trustworthy.
Yeah.
It's terrible to say that. But, you know, I mean, like, you know, it can be a bit boring, but there is actually a guy that can keep you on your toes, but also, you know, you don't doubt them, you know. Like, I always go for a really cheeky guy. Like, that's my thing. That real, like, cheekiness, like, funny. That's my Achilles heel, as one would say, I think.
Yes, to be fair, I love a bit of cheekiness. That's a big thing. I think it's just a bit naughty and a bit funny. Like, I just think, like, it's really fancyable. Like, they don't even need to be that attractive. They're really cheeky.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just draws you in. Like, I like someone. I just want someone that's on a similar level to me. Like, just similar personality and, like, you know, outgoing. But I don't know. Like, I need a bit of, like, you know, a bit of a light between the, like, behind their eyes, and a bit of a twinkle and a bit of a something, a bit of grit.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you. Yeah. I know what you mean by that. A bit of, like, rather than like a polished. You're not wanting like a, well, I'm assuming you're not wanting like a kind of like well-polished, well kind of groomed.
It's funny because it's really, well, it's not funny, but this is my issue. Like, I'm not joking. If you lined up the people that, like, said I'd had a kiss with or whatever, that I fancied in a bar or whatever, it's wild. They're all completely different, and like, there's different things about them. Like, honestly, I don't really have this like type thing. I mean, there are certain personalities that I'm drawn to, and also certain like sort of genres of guys, or what they're interested in, you know, maybe.
Yeah. I used to date very corporate guys. All the guys that I dated were all corporate, and I always thought that was because that my life was so hectic. I almost quite liked that they had they had that structure in their day, which allowed me to kind of just float around like the little daft butterfly I was, and they were, you know, they were kind of like I knew that they were going to work at night and finishing at five, and like, you know, like that sort of thing. Ironically, my, you know, the partner that I'm now with for like 6 years, my longest relationship, is actually, he's in the industry. So you do wonder if like, although the yin and yang works, I do wonder if like the lifestyles have to be compatible.
See, I think they do a bit. And I found this with guys I've dated. Like, I mean, I haven't, again, I've not even been on that many dates. Like, again, this is something I say this every year, but I would like to do more of, especially living in, you know, central Manchester, but it is a difficult one. I can, you know, I've been on dates with guys where like it is going well and stuff, but like, I do just think our lifestyles are completely different. And I do think that like, at the beginning, you're so excited and everything's good. And, you know, I don't know, it's just like, it's a fun place to be, that not everything has to be like, you know, spot on. Not that it ever is, but like, I think you start to realize those things further down the line. And I think lifestyle is, because, you know, I like to, you know, go for a really nice meal now and again, or like, you know, I want to go away and go on certain holidays and do certain things. And even just the way I live my life day to day, like if someone is completely worlds away from that, I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, some people say, don't they? Like, I think the romanticized, or like the romantics among us, always kind of say, you know, if you love them, it doesn't matter. But I actually, I don't know if maybe I'm just a bit more cynical than that, or if it's just that age and experience has taught me that actually there's so many components that are required for a relationship to work, and actually just loving them. I mean, you know, to me, it weirdly feels like the bare minimum.
I honestly, it's so difficult nowadays as well, because I think at least one in three marriages ends in divorce. And like, so I just sad. Feel I keep seeing stuff recently, and it's so true. Like, if you are completely comfortable in your own solitude, which I am, really, I've been by myself a lot. I live by myself. I've been single quite a long time. Even between relationships, I was single for years. I am perfectly happy how I am. It's actually quite a scary place to be, because to bring someone else into my life,
they got to add to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, not even like, you know, you need to be this, you know, incredible person and hit this. I'm extremely relaxed. And like, honestly, you should see some of the guys I've dated. I clearly, my standards are not that high.
But some bit, like, we've all been there.
I'm honestly not asking for the world. And like, you know, I mean, I had this blasted on television for millions of people to see. And I think I was made out to be pretty materialistic. And that's what I wanted from a relationship and stuff, and about money. And it's never about that. God, I can look after myself. That's what I take pride in. But it's about finding, you know, your equal, or finding a partner, or, you know, championing each other. And I'm really not asking for much. I just, you know, I really don't think I am.
I love you so much, though, honestly. you're right, though. You actually are not. Because here's the thing, right? Whether it's too much or too little is actually all just perspective, right? So what one person thinks is too much, you know, might actually be the bare minimum for someone else. And, you know, like, it's all... But I think what's so key is just knowing that you are who you are. And I think for a lot of years, I tried to change who I was in a way, because I kind of thought that it wasn't okay to think how I was thinking, or it wasn't. And then I kind of realized, I was like, well, who says it's not okay? Like, you know, I mean, who says that actually you should just be happy with X, Y, or Z when you're like, no, I want more. Like, but who says that you have to, like, who is the, you know what I mean? There's not someone up there, and realistically, it's your life. So yeah. I think it's like really important to kind of know exactly. Don't get me wrong, I do think I've got some friends where I think I worry slightly, because I do worry that their list is so long that they've created a man that doesn't exist. So I do worry about that.
That's a big issue. Like, I honestly, like, I know I've said it already, but like, I don't think my list is that long. Like, I think there's just fundamental kind of things that I would like us to be on the same page about. But I don't think, but I think my issue is that solitude thing. I actually don't think it's necessarily like them hitting all these things, because I'm not looking for that. Like, there's just certain personality traits and things that I, you know, would be a like to have kind of thing. But I think because I do, you know, do spend a lot of time by myself and I enjoy that time, it's more bringing someone in. Like, that's quite a scary prospect. Like, I even went on, you know, a date recently, and like, my brain, I've said this before, but like, goes so far ahead, like, because I'm like, not really interested if it's not going to be anything.
Yeah, but I think that's an age thing as well. I do think you get to an age where you go, I'm not looking to date now, I'm looking for, you know, a husband. And that's, you know, it's a blessing and a curse, that, isn't it?
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me,
we've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger,
and let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything, from punamis to piles. Nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
To flip it the other way, I think I attract a certain type of guy.
That's so interesting, right?
Genuinely.
I wonder, like, if who you are, not you as in, like, you know, universal you, as in like who we are as people, does that attract, you know, a certain type, and actually that becomes our type because that's who we date, because that's who like us. Like, I don't know. What kind of guy do you think you attract?
The wrong ones.
What do you mean?
Genuinely. No, but like,
do you think you attract people that like are looking for someone that maybe is like, I don't know, like a pretty girl in their arm, and then actually you've got way more layers than that and you're much deeper than that, or, you know, like, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's an element. I think that sometimes that type of guy can kind of like show an interest, and then it's like, that's not what I'm after at all, because it's not about like, you know, looks or anything like that, or that surface level. Like, I need a lot more than that. But it's difficult if you're a woman that's like attractive, but then you've got like these other traits as well, and you're very like, you know, very independent and things. I've been told so many times that like I'm intimidating to guys, like, and that they wouldn't necessarily like, I don't know. And I'm just like, how?
That really fascinates me. That fascinates me, because I would say, from the offset, I mean, don't get me wrong, you couldn't mess you around, but I think you're quite soft, so.
I am, and so I tell you what.
Surprises like, me that.
Not to give my, I was going to say like secrets away, but like as in, I'm not going to be like this, I think, in like my next relationship and stuff, but like, I'm so laid back. Like, I'm not, I'm way more like highly strung and controlling in my own life. When I've got a boyfriend or a partner, I'm well laid back. You can, as long as I trust you, you can do what you want and see your friends and whatever. And all, not saying other people don't allow that, but as in like, I'm very laid back and chilled. And yeah. I think I become, it's so funny. Like, I bet there's so many like scientific things about this and things, but like my whole thing shifts and I turn from that like independent, career driven, whatever woman into this soft, feminine housewife. I'm not joking.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Like big time. I would do anything for them and like give up stuff for my own life. And like, it's crazy. Like, I've had it before with guys I've really liked, and it's just, it's weird.
Yeah. Whereas I'm like the opposite. I almost double down on it.
Really?
Yeah. I become like, if I've got the right person beside me, I think I become more career driven, and then and like more kind of like focused, and then weirdly that then usually gets in the way of the relationship. I mean, touch wood, it hasn't this time around, but you know, like as a general rule, like especially when I was younger, I think I definitely made mistakes. I mean, who calls them mistakes? You know what I mean? But not mistakes as in like, you know, dating someone else on the side or anything like that. But more just like, I was so focused, but then kind of maybe took for granted that having that person beside me is what gave me that focus. Does that make sense?
Yeah, gosh, that's interesting. I mean, I bet there's loads of like science and stuff behind it, how people change, you know, when they're in relationships or when they're with different types of people. Like, this is why it's crazy, like finding, you know, what even is, like, there's no sort of perfect match really, because I think that different people kind of do different things to you. Yeah, I think I'm in my independent, you know, selfish era. And I think that I've always thought this, I've always said this, like, you know, if I am with the right person, I think it would go quite quickly. Like, you know, I want to go back home to Cheltenham at some point and live there and just have babies and like, live, you know, I don't know. Like,
oh,
I'm not
my
saying,
God, I can't wait to go around and she's just like, oh, Robin, I made us a homemade pie.
Stop. I'm going to be like, I will be living in my, like, I was going to say Nigella fantasy, but she had a horrific coke addiction episode, minus that.
Minus that.
No, but as in like, there is that, I've got such, I think that's why I find it difficult dating and stuff, and just in life generally, I have such an internal battle between my independent, career-driven, like, boss woman mentality that I do have. And like, especially when I was younger, oh my God, I was so driven and so whatever. And then like this other part of me that's like, you know, babies and love and just like romanticizing it and having a house and a life and a home and just all of that.
Yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it? Because like for me, like I can't imagine ever being like that. I imagine, like, I still want the kids and things like that, but for me it's just it's just not in my future, I don't feel. To be amazing. You know, there in my penny, and you know what I mean. Yeah. But
I mean, you know,
interesting. I mean, no, it's really. Yeah. But they do say it depends on who you're with, because it brings out, like, it's the whole like masculine and feminine energy, isn't it?
Yeah, but this is what I mean about, I think sometimes it's difficult, because I think there's a lot of guys, yeah, that don't, they won't admit it, but they don't like that strong woman.
They don't.
They need that, like, I think that's where I've had problems as well, because I am a very, like, feminine, you know, sort of makeup, hair, nice, like, clothes and whatever, like, get dressed up. Like, you know, I always look nice when I put myself out there. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but then obviously if a guy meets me, there is a lot more to it. And like, you know, I am all those other things. And I think that a lot of guys aren't really into that. They do just want that really feminine, like, little, you know, whatever. Yes. That,
yeah. And it is an interesting kind of, I guess, juxtaposition that, you know, like having the two. I think it's interesting. So like, for instance, like my partner now, like even when it comes to, like, you were saying about clothes and things like that, if I wear what is trendy, is what I like to call it, because I would say I'm kind of like trendy or on the kind of fashion side. I'm not as feminine necessarily in what I'm wearing. Yeah, he doesn't like it. It's so funny. It's really interesting. He's always just like, oh no, the word he always uses is pretty. I like it when you're like pretty, you know.
Yeah.
And what he means by that is like more like kind of, I guess, dressing like a bit more feminine rather than like in my Doc Martens and like, you know, like all the oversized stuff's really in at the minute, and like kind of, you know, like the kind of blazers and things like that. And he's just like, no, like, you know. And it's really interesting how, like, what men, I guess, find attractive. I mean, I don't think he looks at me and goes, I'm unattractive. I don't mean that, but I just mean, like, you know, if we weren't already an item, I do wonder, like, what kind of, I guess type you attract, because I think that does. Whereas you have other guys that are just, I love it. Like, I love the trendiness. I love the, you know.
Yeah.
But then that's probably not a kind of guy that I would want to be around, probably, because they'd probably be a bit too cool for me, you know?
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Funny enough, I've got one of my close friends, her fashion sense is like very unique, and she looks amazing all the time. Like, she's fantastic. I mean, she's a fashion influencer, but like amazing putting outfits together. But she said her boyfriend's made comments to her about, you know, the stuff that she's wearing and how boyish it is and stuff. And it's like, it's funny because I don't think it's rude for like, I don't think it's rude that your boyfriend says that, or like her boyfriend says that, like, because they don't mean it from like, you know, a place of, but it's, you know, things do, I think you also like adapt your fashion and stuff, especially if you meet someone and you're like really feminine in the way you dress, and then you sort of switch it up, like, you know. And also you've got to think as well, if you flip it the other way around, if your partner started dressing, like your boyfriend started dressing, you know, completely differently or whatever, or you didn't like it.
I tried to tell him, though, it's evolution, babes. That's how it works. You know what I mean? Like, I hope to God I don't look and act and think the same way I did 6 years ago, because that's growth, like, you know. But it is an interesting thing to think, like, and that's why it's so important, I guess, when you're in partnership that you grow together. And that doesn't always happen, does it? You know, sometimes one of you grows and the other catches up and vice versa. But when it comes to the actual, I guess, type, I think that you're right. If it's, So here's my theory, right, with types, right? It just came to me there.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to actually looking for a partner, right, I actually don't know that types matter all that much. Here's what I think really matters. I think your values have to be aligned. And if your values are aligned, I honestly think you could date any kind of person. I think it's got to be your values. Like, obviously, you've got to find them attractive as a bare minimum.
I was going to say that little thing there. I mean, come on. Yeah, you have got to find them attractive
But I think you find them more attractive if your values are aligned. I honestly do. I think, like, I've tried to date, you know, men in the past that tick all the boxes, right? All the boxes that I thought I needed and wanted and all of that sort of thing and my type and all that sort of thing. And then our values just weren't aligned. And so then there was always just that niggle in the back of my mind, like, oh, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, if in your head morally they're not doing what you think they should be doing, or I mean, I'm not saying he was a bank robber, but you know what I mean, like, you know, if you go like, oh, that doesn't sit well with me, that's when it's hard, I think, when you're like really not aligned in the kind of values, or you know, perhaps you're a big family person, they don't care about your family or theirs, you know. Or the opposite, where you don't really, you know, you're not that close to your family. You see them a couple of times a year. And so actually you don't want to go around and see his nana every Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I do think like there are certain things that I think if you get them right, I think the rest is actually irrelevant.
Yeah, I think, no, I do think you're right. I think you're right. I think that there's a big difference between, you know, I think your type is what you are drawn to, like attractiveness wise. Like I think a type draws you in like from the offset, like first time meeting them kind of thing. But then who you actually spend more time with, you know, date for a longer period of time, or like a partner, boyfriend, husband, that's completely different. And like, that's where I think, yeah, if you sort of lined up the guys that I've just got with, completely different, all of them, completely different.
But what, visually, you mean?
Yeah, personality though as well. Really? Like, yes. Honestly, I will show you what I mean. There's a chat for off the pod.
Yes, I want receipts. This is perfect. Don't worry, I'll share it with you, listener. You're part of the crowd. No, it's funny. I do think visually, yeah, I think I didn't know I had a type until my friend was like, you know, you always fancy blondes. I'm like, do I?
What would be interesting, maybe what I'll do for another episode, I'll ask my friends what they think my type is, because
yes, do it.
That would be interesting. If I'm being honest, what I used to say is I probably had like four different ones.
Cool.
And one was like, the really preppy, like I'm from Cheltenham.
Oh no,
like,
the boat shoe guy. The boat shoe guy.
Well, not necessarily boat shoes, all right? But maybe, you know, like the sort of well-spoken, or even the sort of London boy, the financy boy, like that kind of thing. Yeah,
the
I know
gilet.
You
might... He wears a gilet and he puts his jumper around his shoulders in the summer.
Yes. It.
Why are you saying that I hate them? To be fair, that used to be my type.
Throwing up in your mouth while you're talking about it.
Yeah, it's just the boat shoes. It's just, it just screams Clapham. Do you know, like,
So for example, a celebrity example of that would be one of my favorite films when I was like younger was Wild Child, and Alex Pettifer in that.
Okay. Yeah. That's exactly what I had in my head.
Yes. Which I think is a good example. And I think people will understand what I mean.
Yeah.
Another example, Saltburn, fucking Jacob Elordi.
I'm not in Saltburn yet.
Oh my gosh, you need to get in Saltburn. Oh my gosh. So I good. Love that, honestly. Right, let's save that for another episode. We need to do a Saltburn. No, we do. We do. I'm not joking.
Okay.
Right. And then I would say that kind of bad boy vibe.
I love that she's just like literally got four types. She's naming every guy.
No, honestly, it's just... I don't know. And then like athletic guys, like I'd say that you got like the football, but then you've also got like rugby guys. But I'd say rugby can sometimes link into that preppy.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, it does vary, I think. I think if I thought about my type, I quite like that kind of clean cut, I think is maybe the right word.
Really?
Yeah.
I like a really manly man. Like if I like really nice hands, I like. Like someone that can like look after me. Like I know that's very specific, but I even said that in the maths thing.
I like hands. I don't even know what their hands look like, to be fair. But I like like clean cut kind of finance guy, the lawyer guy. You know, that was always my type. But I didn't realize that on nights out and things like that, I used to be like, oh, he's cute. And they were always like kind of blonde or fair, kind of Swedish looking. But I didn't, I hadn't put that together, to be honest, because my ex-boyfriends are very varied as well in terms of their look, but they were all kind of that kind of clean cut kind of vibe. And even, to be honest, Mark's like that, even though he's not in, you know, in terms of his job, he's an actor and things like that. But what he dresses like is so, he's immaculate, you know, like always clean trainers. Like, you know, that is the first thing anyone says to me whenever they see him, like that boy is just always put together and immaculate, like that kind of vibe. So I think that's kind of what I've actually ended up with most of the time, I think.
Yeah,
I kind of like that. Like I'm not really, like I don't look at like a plumber when he's all dirty and be like, ooh, yeah. I'm like, ooh, no.
Yeah, no, not I get that. Yeah, I'm not. Tradie to me is like not, I know it's such a turn on and whatever for a lot of girls, like that's a massive type for a lot of women.
Yeah, they love it, don't they? They're like rugged man.
I think I like a mix. Like I like a manly man in the way of like, I don't know, I just want to feel sort of safe and like secure and I don't know, but then equally like I think a bit clean cut.
Yeah, clean cut for me. I'm not bothered if you're manly man, to be honest.
Interesting. I tell you what, I'm going to take away from this. Well, I mean, I still don't know what my type is, but I don't think it matters anymore. Like I know what I want in a person and personality and values and stuff. And I think that's what's important, but I will maybe bring to another episode. I'll ask my friends what they think is.
Yeah. I also think as well, if you are kind of struggling with like finding someone at the minute and you know, you're thinking maybe you don't have a type, but perhaps like you say, like your friends or your family might be able to kind of point it out. And actually, like, I hate to say it, but sometimes the type that you're attracted to isn't the type you should be with.
Yeah.
So if you feel like it's kind of always the same type of person that you're going for and it's not working out, like just switch it up and see if you can go for, you know, someone that is maybe complete opposite and just go on a few dates just for like fun and just see. You just never know.
Yeah.
You never know where it's going to take you, but beware because those are the buggers that get you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, anybody that's listening that's single, let's do this together with an open mind.
And an open heart.
No? And I was going to say a slightly open heart. Oh. I have realized that I have a lot of, I thought I was really open to everything. Mm. And I think I was like a couple of years ago. And then I think that, I'm not actually anymore, which is kind of crazy because I've always been very, I don't know. I think it's just, it's going to be a little bit more tricky, I think, for the next person, but that's okay. I think that's good because I have let a lot of people in that I probably shouldn't have done because I am so open-minded and so relaxed about it. Gut instincts is what I'd say.
Oh, God, aren't they? The gut instincts.
No, I know. And it's like that whole, if you wanted to, he would kind of thing. Like I, you know, I'm 28 in a few weeks. So I'm just like, do you know what? I'm honestly, you know, happy. I want someone to spend my life with. Absolutely. Like that would be incredible. And I want family and everything, but it does need to be right for me, and that's okay. And I'm all right, you know, being by myself till then.
Amen, sister. Sorry, I just felt like it needed it. That's just what it needed at the end there. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully you took something from it, as always. And a big thank you for listening to Loose Lips. We cannot tell you how grateful we are to have you here every single week. It means the world to us. And hopefully you have a little laugh along the way as well. We'll be back again on Friday, of course, with our extra lippy episodes. So join us there for your dilemmas. If you want to send in your dilemmas, we'd love to hear it. So it's contact@looselipspodcast.com, or you can get us over on the Instagram at the Loose Lips Podcast.
You certainly can. And you can get us on our own podcast. This is our own podcast.
This is
you, can
it.
You can get us on our Instagrams. Give us a follow. Send us a message. We'd love to hear from you at Robin Richford with a Y and at Sophie H.R. Brown.
And we will see you on Friday. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.